I'm out of the studio now. I'm in front of BBC Radio Lincolnshire with a magnificent looking car. There's something about the Morris Minor car that when you look at it, you think, oh, that's nice. And Bruce Kelsey would agree, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Best cars ever built, Melvin.
Have you got one?
I have. I've got a 59 convertible myself. And yeah, hasn't been out very much this year because we've been spending a lot of time with this particular car. But yeah, we're a very active branch in Lincolnshire and out many weekends at rallies and stuff. So yeah, thoroughly enjoy the car. Love it.
And this is the 40th anniversary of the Morris Miners Owners Club, is that right?
That's correct. We were formed by a guy called Tom Newton, who lived in Scunthorpe, and he was responding to an advert that was placed in a classic car magazine saying, you know, there really should be a club for these cars. So he thought, I agree, we'll set it up. And that was in 1976, and we've been going strong ever since.
How long have you had a car?
In terms of, I've had a minor probably virtually all the time I've been driving. I think I got my first one in about 1984, 83, 84, something like that. And I can't think there's been a time when I've not had a Morris Minor in my possession of one form or another. So,
and okay, it's not a sort of a showy car as such, but I tell you what, there was a colleague working in the office here. She turned up the other week. I said, who's got that Morris Minor? They're a car that you want to have a look at, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And I think, you know, this particular car is more of a working car than a show car, but you'd be surprised at the standard of some of the concourse cars that we see exhibited at the rallies. They are better than they came out of the factory, you know. And wherever they go, the Morris Minor is such a friendly, iconic little vehicle. People refer to them as, you know, we had one in the family, my granddad had one, I learned to drive in one. I'm sure there are people out there now nodding at the radio saying, yes, that's true, that's exactly what happened. And we find that everywhere we go.
Are they an easy car to work on?
Absolutely simple, really are. They've got a huge engine bay and a very small engine inside it, so there's lots of space. It's nothing like your modern things where you've got to plug them into a laptop. This is all very simple engineering, and yeah, they're very, very simple to work on.
Are you quite mechanical?
I've become mechanical. One of the first things my dad did when I got my first Morris Minor was he said, right, you need to buy an engine. And I said to him, well, why do I need to buy an engine? It's got one already. He said, yes, but you need to take one apart to learn how it gets to put it back together again. So that's what we did. We learned how to work on it there and then, and ever since I've been doing pretty much the maintenance on my car as much as I can.
And on the whole, are they a fairly reliable car?
They are. I mean, they had a reputation when they were being produced as being a very stable, reliable, you know, good old car. I mean, this particular car you can sit at 60, 65 all day. It's not going to be a problem for the engine. It'll deal with that perfectly well. And yeah, they're very reliable. And when they do go wrong, which they do from time to time, again, very simple to repair.
Tell me a bit about this particular car, because this is the one that's going to do the ridiculous, silly journey from John O'Groats to Land's End,
yes,
the long way round.
Well, yes, absolutely. The car itself is a 1963 four-door. It's a very standard. There's nothing been adapted to it. It's a very standard 1098 four-door Morris Minor. It was owned by a couple called Anthony and Gillian Dew, who live in Chiswick. And they bought it in 1967 as a second car. And when they gave up driving, they wanted to use it they wanted to donate it to the Owners Club to raise money for charity. And that's why we're taking it around the country now.
Let me bring Rob Underwood's popped out. He's the birthday boy today. Did you ever have a Morris Minor in the family?
I had a soft spot, and I still do have, for the Morris Minor. And my mum, I remember, passed her test on one of these. It was a light green.
Brilliant.
They were very much the car, weren't they, for driving instructors. But the Morris Minor, which was the one with the split windscreen?
The very first ones were the split windscreens. Yeah. Started in 1948. Yeah. They were called the MMs, and then there was an upgrade in 1953. Which was the Series 2, that we call the Series 2, when they changed to the overhead valve engine. So I'm sounding like a bit of a geek.
You're getting technical now.
Yes.
He's getting technical now.
Had to come out and take a photo.
It's gorgeous though, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely.
It's lovely. It's lovely. With something like this, I mean, colour-wise, was this a standard colour for the Morris Minor that we've got here?
It's very, very close to a standard colour. It should be what they call smoke grey, which is a light blue, and people have seen those cars running around. The people who had the car before us had some work done on it. They had it resprayed. It's a very slightly darker colour than it would originally have been, but still a very period colour.
And the other thing that was the Morris Minor, the wheel inners are painted.
Ah, yes, absolutely. And they're very small wheel, very thin wheels as well, very thin tyres, only sort of 14-inch wheels on the car. car, and they're very narrow. So, but they have a reputation of being wonderful road holders, and very great handling. In fact, in the day they were on a par with Jaguar and the other makes, because the car was so nimble around the roads.
I get to use my word that I haven't used for a long while. Rob Under has just pointed out the side here. Now I'm going to call them the winkers.
Well,
were they winkers that used to come out the side of your Morris Minor?
I've got a very good friend, Sandy Hamilton, who I know is listening to me now. He'll want me to say that these were called trafficators.
Oh, trafficators. Winkers to you and I.
They were the little arms that on the four doors on the upper part of the bodywork, but on the two doors they were lower down, and people used to break them off on their gateposts as they went into their driveway because they forgot to let them go
for
in.
For those that don't know what we're talking about, this used to ping out the side of the car, didn't it?
That's right,
to indicate which way you were
a
going.
A sort of orange arm that just used to ping out and light up and say, that's where I'm going. I'm going left, I'm going right. And you knew that they were back in because they made a distinctive clunk when they dropped back in again. So you knew they were okay.
But we'll talk about this amazing journey you're going to take this car on in a moment. Stay with us here on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. I'm outside of the studio at the moment looking at a rather nice Morris Minor. This is going to be taking part in an amazing challenge, John O'Groats to Land's End, the long way round. It's going to take quite a while to do it. Bruce Kelsey is with me. This is to mark the 40th anniversary of the Morris Minor Owners Club. Don't take this the wrong way, but you've got a bit of a saggy seat, haven't you?
It does need a little bit of work on it, yes.
And the car's not looking so good.
I was going to say, and the car's not doing too bad either.
These are the original seats in here, though, aren't they?
They are. It's a very original car. It's exactly as it left the factory, in terms of the mechanics and everything, the interior. They were known, and I think they were prone to have a little bit of wear in the seats. And I'm certainly, over the last 3 or 4 months, we've certainly put the seats through some hard work. So before we go, we'll be beefing the seats up a little bit and making them a little bit more comfortable.
Can we still buy a Morris Minor for a reasonable price?
There's quite a lot of cars around. It's one of the most accessible classic cars in the country, really. It's a very economic car to run around in. It can still be used every day in certain circumstances, so certainly the later ones can. And in the classic car world, they're a very good way to get into the classic car sort of scene, really.
Yeah, some of your younger drivers are driving them.
They do. We have a very active young members section and register in our club, and it's a lot of the other classic car clubs look on with envy at what we do with the young members, because, of course, the cars, as I say, are fairly cheap. The parts themselves are relatively cheap as well. The insurance through our brokers and other brokers is very cheap as well for a classic car. It's a very good way of getting into classic car world, really.
So tell us about this ridiculous challenge. Land's End, well, the other way around. John O'Groats to Land's End, but the long way round. I was saying this morning, most people do the shortest distance. You're going to go for the longest.
Yeah, we thought we'd do something a little bit different. And what we're doing is we're taking the car from, as we say, John O'Groats to Land's End, but we're going to visit every Morris Minor Club branch in the country along the way.
Are there many?
There are about 65 branches, and as if that wasn't enough, we're actually also using the trip to raise money for Marie Curie. And in order to help them, we're going to visit all nine of the Marie Curie residential hospices as well.
What a great idea.
So they're going to see the car. We're going to do the publicity trips and bits and pieces with them. And each of the branches are going to be doing their own little fundraising activities. Some are holding fun days, some are doing photo shoots, some are doing different things in different parts of the country. We're going to some really interesting places like Nuffield Place, where William Morris had his residence in his later years as Lord Nuffield. We're going to Cowley, where the car was actually built, although at the moment they're now making BMW Minis at the same factory. We're going.
Don't come out with the wrong car, will you?
I don't know. It might be tempting, really, but no, I can't. In all honesty, I've come quite attached to this car, so I don't think I'll be leaving with a Mini. I'll be certainly coming out with the right car.
With a Minor.
Absolutely. But yeah, we think it's going to take us about 30 days to get from one end of the country to the other, and we're going to do somewhere in the region of about 3,500 miles while we're on our way.
And part of that, as I say, it sounds ridiculous. John O'Groats to Land's End, and you're coming via Lincoln, of all places, you know. It's not really en route, but we will hopefully join you because you're going to be at Pennells, aren't you?
We are, yes. Well, when a Lincoln guy organises the trip, you know, there is a very active branch in Lincolnshire, and we meet in Kirkstead Bridge near Woodhall Spa once a month, and we're one of the bigger branches actually in the whole club, so it would be wrong not to come to Lincoln. And we're going to be at Pennells on the 12th of September in the morning. If anybody wants to come along and see the car and perhaps give us a few pennies towards Marie Curie, we'd be more than happy to see them. And from there, it goes on down to Mansfield and on to Derby and away down south to further venues, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, look, we'll try and get there for that programme. We might even do a coffee morning there if we have a word with the people at Pennells. I'm sure they'll be up for something like that. And you'll have several of your owners with other Morris miners there.
There will. We're expecting sort of half a dozen or more cars, probably a few more actually, because of obviously the interest in Lincoln and with my organising it, there'll be a few more cars perhaps than normal. But yeah, we'll be in the car park at Pennells. We'll have all sorts of different variations to show people. And really what we're trying to do, I suppose, as well as raise money for Marie Curie, is raise the profile of the owners club itself. You don't have to be a Morris Minor owner to be a member of the club. If you're interested in the cars, you can join as an interested member. You can join the branch as well, come and have a look at what we do, come out and join us on some of our trips out. And yeah, we just like to get the cars out and used, to be honest, and that's where they should be, out on the road. So anybody who wants to join in any of the branches of the country, please get in touch with us. Yeah,
fantastic. So when does the challenge start?
Friday the 2nd of September is the day we start. It's going to take us a couple of days to get the car up there, but we're leaving John O'Groats at 11 o'clock, and all being well, and I'm keeping everything crossed that's possible to be crossed, and a month later on Saturday the 1st of October we roll up at Land's End at about 3 o'clock.
So fantastic. And the date you're coming to join us at South Highcombe, that'll be
Monday the 12th of September.
Excellent. Yeah. Very good. We wish you well. Have you got a website, Facebook, that sort of thing?
We do have websites and Facebook pages. You can, if you log on to Morris Minor Charity Marathon, you'll get onto our Facebook page. The Morris Minor Owners Club has its own website as well. We have a Just Giving page, which we've set up to take online donations as well. And you can text a donation if you wish to. If you text the number 770, that's 700-70, and then use the script MMHA63 and the amount that you want to donate, that'll all be done by text, and you can donate in that way as well.
Fantastic. We wish you well. We'll follow the progress. Are you going to start her up for me?
I think we should.
Give it a start.
Let
up. The last time I had an old car out here, they had to crank the handle at the front, but I don't think we need to do that on this, do we?
Well, funnily enough, the Morris Minor, I think, is the last British-built car where you can actually start it with a starting handle. It's a brilliant way of embarrassing your teenage daughters.
Has it still got the hole on the front to put the starting handle in?
It does.
Oh, wow.
It does. Are you going to ask me to do it?
No, I'm not. No, just start her up. See if she'll start on the ignition. We'll have a listen to her. Oh, she's lovely, isn't she? Does she hoot? Has she got a hooter?
She does.
I'm liking that. Thanks ever so much. We'll follow the progress and we'll come and join you, of course, when you come back into the area. If you want to know more, give us a call here at BBC Radio Lincolnshire and we'll put some links onto our website as well. Let's have some more music. And this is Billy Joel.